All right, Mike, because of an injury to Michael Vick late in the first half, Chip Kelly had to go to the bullpen to get the righty, brings in Nick Foles. Talk about Nick Foles' performance, particularly in that second half.
Yeah, I thought he just did a fantastic job in spreading the football around. He sees the field so well. You can't teach 6'5", and he's up over everybody, and he can see the field, and he looks everything over, and he always seems to make the right decisions with the football, and that's what's key.
Let's take a look at a play here where the Giants are going to be in man-to-man coverage on the outside.
Right.
We know everybody's trying to play bump and run, throw the Eagles' receivers off of their routes.
Yep.
You got single high safety here. But watch Nick Foles with this throw as Deshaun adjusts his route based on what a defender is. Explain this to us.
Well, they're trying to make sure they take out the inside receivers, but Deshaun Jackson gets a nice release off that press coverage and leaves a lot of room to the outside for Nick to place the football. And this is just making a great adjustment to the ball in the air and making a big play.
Yeah, you love the way Nick Foles seemingly throws catchable passes all the time, drops him right in the pocket.
That's throwing the receiver open. That's basically what he does here. He's got that blue to the inside. He throws the ball to the outside, throwing Deshaun Jackson open to make the adjustment to the football.
And he had the time here, but he had to wait for Deshaun and his route to develop. Look at the protection he's getting. It breaks down a little bit, but I love the way he climbs the pocket to make this throw. He's not rushing. He's sitting in there calm, cool, and collective, delivers a strike.
He's able to step into the throw, and that's what's key to accuracy at the quarterback position.
We showed you a little bit of a deep pass. Now let's show you Nick Foles maneuvering in the pocket. Again, Giants get decent pressure here, but his receivers, watch how they find a way to get open. He stays alive. Take a look at Avant. He knows his quarterback is in a little bit of trouble. Again, Nick Foles climbs the pocket and delivers the throw on the run.
They're trying to take D-Jack out of the game, so they double coverage on D-Jack on the shallow crossing route, but it's a double crossing route. So he's able to pick up Avant as Deshaun Jackson clears the path for that second window to open for Jason Avant.
And this kid has a unique ability. We watched him do this last year at times. Again, climb the pocket. Now, you don't normally teach quarterbacks when they're rolling one way to throw back the opposite way.
Yeah.
But you're going to see Nick Foles as Jason Avant is coming in behind Deshaun Jackson. He sees the open lane. He could very well take off if he wants to. Doesn't really want to do that. Hits Jason Avant for a strike across the middle.
And we've seen it numerous times. He's big. He's strong. He's agile. He can get the football in a lot of different areas from a lot of different angles.
Let's get to this play here. And the reason why I'm excited about this play, because this is something new. We're going to see Nick Foles and Deshaun Jackson hook up for a touchdown late in this game.
Yep.
And watch the anticipation that Nick Foles had, the trust that he has in his receiver that he's going to get open as he releases this ball before Deshaun is through with this route.
Well, open is a relative term in this league, and open, really, all you need is half a man to be open. Deshaun Jackson does a nice job against the cornerback, Amukamura, giving him a little bit of a stutter, but then the football is thrown before he even makes his last move. And the ball's in the air. Deshaun Jackson then breaks open and gets to the football.
This is a new wrinkle for this Eagles offense. First of all, throwing a fade route to Deshaun Jackson, but I love the fact that it was a stop-and-go route. You know, he comes here, he runs this hitch. Nick Foles is already in the throwing motion, releases the ball before Deshaun comes back with a double move, and it's a perfect strike. Cornerback has no idea the ball has been thrown.
This is why you practice, because you get so many reps in practice that this becomes automatic. The timing, that's why the ball was released so early. They've gone over this, they've rehearsed this thing enough times that he knows the timing that Deshaun's going to stutter, come out of that route, and the ball's in the air.
And I got to tell you, for a quarterback that doesn't get a lot of reps throughout the week with the first team, you can clearly see that Nick Foles has some sort of rapport and rhythm and chemistry with these wide receivers. He steps in, they don't miss a beat.